Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Had a whole bunch of people send me this article and say, Steve, did you see this thing in Kiplinger's? Of course I did. My Google alert went nuts the other night because it mentions me. And I did, of course, an article, a video a long time ago called Don't Buy an RV. I did an article, too, for Opposite Lock called Don't Buy an RV. And that article on Opposite Lock was one of the first things I did that got a ton of attention on the internet. And then later when I did a video on it, it got a ton of attention also. I think it's the number three or number four video on my channel in terms of just sheer number of views. And I get a lot of grief about it, but a lot of people also thank me for putting it up. And I jokingly tell people it's called Don't Buy an RV. And, you know, the full title really ought to be Don't Buy an RV Unless You Know What You're Doing or Unless You've Done Your Homework. Something like that, right? So there are people out there who buy RVs. They're happy with them. And I've had many of them say, Steve, I watched your video. And they got like 3 minutes in and they bailed and said, you know, you're wrong. Well, watch the whole video. I do talk about the fact that there are things that you just need to know. And if you know them going in, you're going to be fine. So I got contacted by an attorney named Dennis Beaver out of California. And he said, Steve, I write a column for a couple different newspapers and magazines. And sometimes my stuff gets picked up by other organizations as well. And he goes, I get a lot of questions from people about buying RVs. And he writes columns about consumer issues and legal issues. So he and I do a lot of overlap with what we talk about. And so he goes, I've been asked about RVs enough times. He goes, and I started doing research and ran across your videos. And he said, can I get your responses to some questions? And I'm going to write a little article and I'll mention you. So you know, that's good. And I said, great. I I love publicity. So Kiplinger's picked up the story after it had also been published elsewhere, although I think Kiplinger's version has been built up a little bit more with some more information. I've talked to Dennis a couple times now. He's a great guy. Headline, thinking of buying an RV or a motorhome? Think again. A Lemon Law attorney has some insights on the downsides of RV ownership you should think about before putting your money down and hitting the road. And so he talks about typical questions he gets from people who say things like, I could buy an RV and run my business out of it. Or I could retire, put my life savings into an RV and travel the country. You know, and these are all notions that people have that sound great on paper until you actually do the research to find out whether or not that's practical. That's the problem. So he says, you know, here's words of wisdom from a Lemon Law attorney. Michigan Lemon Law attorney Steve Leto says, while RV, motorhome, coach sales are soaring across the country, I don't recommend buying one. It could be the most costly mistake a family or business could make. He acknowledges that RVs are a wonderful way to travel with few restrictions and can be far more convenient than most other ways of going on vacation. However, you've got to know what you're getting into and the legal protections that might not exist. So again, buy one if you want to. I suggest you rent one first. But also, if you're going to buy one, buy a used one. Let someone else take the depreciation hit. If you imagine how much a car depreciates, imagine how much an RV depreciates. Okay? So number one, he asked me to list the areas where RV buyers might have issues. And I said, number one, don't count on Lemon Laws to cover RVs because in many states, there is no direct Lemon Law on RVs. Now, I've had people say, but Steve, I understand there's a thing called the Magnuson-Moss Warning Act. What's the difference? There's a huge difference. And that is that, for example, in Michigan, the Lemon Law in Michigan gives bright lines and says, if your vehicle's in a shop four times in the first 2 years or the first time in 1 year, it is clear, trust me, and can't be repaired, it's a lemon. Or if it spends 30 days in the shop in the first year, it's a lemon. With respect to RVs in Michigan, if you go under the Magnuson-Moss Warning Act, it says, if your vehicle's in a shop and cannot be repaired after a reasonable number of repair attempts, what's reasonable? And I've actually seen a judge say, well, every time you brought it in, they worked on it. That's reasonable. Huh? And so if you don't know what that bright line is, the RV manufacturers will fight these knowing that they can always argue, every time you brought it in, we fixed it. And by the way, for an RV to get 10 repair attempts in the first year, that's reasonable because it costs so much more and it's more complex. It's a series of systems wrapped in an enigma, bolted to a chassis, traveling down the roadway. Of course it takes more than 4 repair attempts. Of course it does. So with that, you don't know. So the lack of Lemon Laws, in my mind, is the number one problem with buying an RV. So that's number one. So number two, And this is serious. If you don't believe me on this, go to an RV campground and walk around in the morning when everyone's drinking their coffee. Say hello. These people are friendly. I've camped before. I've met these people. I've walked among them. I've seen people who have RVs that you know, six figures easily. And you know, they tell people to go camping. Fine. Call it what you want. Ask them, by the way, have you ever had to take this thing in for service? If they say yes, go, how'd that go for you? See what they say. And you're going to get an earful. Even if they love their RV, they're going to say, I bought the RV. Something went wrong with it. Turned right around, brought it back to the dealership. Dealership said, yeah, leave it for six weeks. 6 weeks. This is June. When can I get it back? Mid-August, maybe? Well, I was planning on using it this summer. Can I bring it back in the fall? Yeah, you can. Just got to live with all these problems. You can't get it in any sooner than that. No. And there's a bunch of different reasons for that. One of which is that a typical RV dealer carries several lines of RVs. So when something goes wrong on this RV, they got to call this factory for warranty repairs, authorizations, parts, and all that. And when this one goes bad, they got to call that factory. And they all work differently. And, you know, if you take your Chrysler into a Chrysler dealer, they know instantly, this is covered, this is not covered, here's what they're going to pay, blah, blah, blah. They got it down. They know this stuff. So the problem with dealing with all these different factories, I've spoken to people in the RV industry who go, look, we wish we could fix your thing faster. We can't. So something breaks on an RV, and it's going to be something weird. The cabinet fell off the wall and hit the toilet. Now your toilet's broken and your cabinet's broken, and there's big holes in the wall. And so you bring it back to the dealership because it's under warranty, and they go, oh, well, we had to take photographs of it and send them to the factory. Guy from the factory said, well, I'll come by next time I'm in town, and I'll take a look at it to see how we can fix it. Chrysler doesn't always send out people from the factory to look at a car and go, hey, I wonder how we can fix that. I know occasionally they've got people who travel around and do stuff, but 99% of the time that's not what's happening. But with this, it's routine. And in fact, it's actually routine that they'll say, if you want to get it fixed faster, take it back to the factory. Let them do it. And I've had too many clients to count who actually had to take their RV with its defects down to Indiana or wherever the factory is and leave it there for the factory technicians to fix it. And guess what? Get in line. There's other people down there too. So all these people who went down there trying to beat the lines of the dealership are now in line ahead of you. And that does happen. So again, don't take my word for it. Go out, like I said, go to a campground, camp this summer in a tent, and plan on buying the RV next year. Walk around and ask the people. Go, hey, have you had any problems with this thing? How'd that work out for you? And by the way, just say, I'm thinking about buying one. I'm looking for advice. Do you like this brand? Do you not like this brand? What dealership do you deal with? Do you like them? Do you not like them? Any advice you can give me? These people, they'll give you coffee. They'll sit you down. A couple hours will go by before you realize, wait, I got to go talk to other people. Also keep in mind that owning an RV is hard work. And by that, we're talking about the fact that in a perfect world, you've got the RV parked at a campground or out in the woods someplace, whatever you do with it, and you're enjoying your RV. What do you do with it when you're not enjoying it? Do you park it in your driveway? Do you put it in storage? How big is it? Some RVs are so big, they're difficult to drive in traffic. I know people who've got these land yachts that literally, you know, going on the freeway is one thing, but going into a small town and like trying to pull through a parking lot is a nightmare. You ain't driving through the drive-thru at McDonald's, trust me. And so just moving the thing around can be difficult. Storing it can be difficult. Winterizing it can be difficult. There's all kinds of stuff you've got to think about that you probably didn't think that much about when you're thinking about the fun side of RVing. You have to think about the work that goes into it. Again, I'm not saying that it's not fair, and I'm not saying that there's something wrong with it. I'm just saying you need to be aware of it. And I've had people tell me, they say, I didn't realize how difficult that, you know, they got it home and it wouldn't fit in their driveway. They thought they had a place to park it. It wouldn't fit, you know. So this is all stuff you have to understand. It is hard work. There will also be inconveniences, to put it mildly. So a lot of RVs, for instance, have bathrooms. For space consideration, they often have a smaller shower than you might expect. They might also have a cramped set of what do we call furniture in there. And also, for instance, the hot water heater on the RV might be smaller than you expect. Your hot water might run out before you expect it to when you're taking that shower in the morning. And there's a lot of other stuff that they, you know, concessions they make for an RV. So the cabinets might not be built as quality as you expect because they're trying to make them lighter and cheaper because they can't use heavy stuff on the RV if they can avoid it. That's another thing. A lot of people tell me that they got RVs that they use so often that stuff wears out, and it wears out quickly because it's not built necessarily to be used every single day like the stuff in your house is. And so I know people, like I've known a guy before who was an electrician, and he said that when he saw how this RV he bought was wired, he's like, gave him the willies, because he's like, I'm used to how houses are wired. And don't get me wrong, it wasn't unsafe. It's just that it looked cheap to him. So there's a lot of those kinds of things. And of course, gas prices. So, and then finally, Leto feels it is extraordinarily important to be informed about the pros and cons of RV ownership before buying. So visit RV parks, speak with the community, discuss the pros and cons of RV ownership, as well as makes and models that owners prefer. And like I said, you will meet people. And this is one of the things about this. The people who buy RVs overwhelmingly are friendly, outgoing people who love to talk about them. And I mean, I suspect it's a lot like boat owners or Harley owners. You know, you get a bunch of guys together who all own Harleys. Once they find that out, they're going to be talking about Harleys, and they'll be happy doing it. So if you're walking through the campground and you see a guy with a big old RV, ask him about it and wind him up and watch him go. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. So to test whether the RV lifestyle is for you, your family, or business, rent one first. If you were considering moving to a foreign country, you'd visit first and spend time there. Dealers are generally happy to rent an RV for a couple weeks. By so doing, you might discover that it isn't for you. So my advice at the end was, seriously, instead of buying a brand new one, buy a used one, get it inspected. You'll save so much money, you'll make it worthwhile. And he ends by saying, next time you're online, go to Leto's Law on YouTube. You'll be glad you did. Well, thank you, Dennis. And by the way, Dennis went to the Loyola University School of Law in California. And he was actually working with the California Kern County District Attorney's Office, where he established a consumer fraud section. And it's always cool when the law enforcement, the prosecutors and so on, have a consumer fraud section. Because a lot of places don't. And so if you call the police or call anybody and say, hey, I got ripped off, a lot of times they go, oh, it's a civil matter. Just sue somebody. So it's always good to see a consumer fraud section. But he is in the general practice of law and writes a syndicated newspaper column, You and the Law. So he does say, when a reader contacts me, it is a gift. So great guy, Dennis. Thank you very much. Called me a few weeks ago. The article's all over the internet. And I've had a few people send it to me, as well as, like I said, the Google alert just started going off the other morning. And said, oh, it must be in the news again. It happens. So there you go. Thinking of buying an RV or motorhome? Think again. Dennis Beaver, thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Those, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Today, some advice that may help with headaches. Remember, when you get out of bed in the morning, it's feet first.